a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by PC Laptops. And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 55 degrees.
Delays on I-15, still in Willard and South Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Authorities are investigating a fire in the middle of the night that started on a porch in Cache County.
They say it looks like someone lit the fire on purpose. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
And Amanda, it was just after midnight on Monday when a woman says she heard a noise from her front porch. She looked out the window and saw a fire burning up to the eaves of the porch. Jeanette Norton told the Logan Herald Journal she saw someone running away from the house. The Cache County Sheriff's Office is now investigating this as arson. Now, Norton told the paper she thinks it's because of her political displays and flags around her home. But this was not just a prank. She says the barbecue grill had been placed on the porch, filled with flammable material and turned on high. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
5 years ago, the three-year-old daughter of former BYU football player Reno Mahe and his wife, Sonny, died after getting tangled in the cords of their window blinds. Now her family has won a multi-million dollar jury verdict in the case. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
The Mahes were awarded $1 million for Elsie Mahe's suffering, along with $24 million in compensatory damages. A news release from their attorney says they argued Century Blinds knew about the risk to children but failed to warn their customers adequately. Reno Mahe played and coached football at BYU and also in the NFL. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Dozens gathered in Sugar House Park for a candlelight vigil for Gabby Petito last night. The group lit candles, held a moment of silence, and spent time talking about the 22-year-old who caught the attention of the nation. Serena Chavez organized the vigil and says it's important to her as a Hispanic and Native American woman to bring awareness to missing women everywhere.
I am not trying to shine light just because she has blonde hair and blue eyes. I am trying to shine light for all the women out there who are missing or have been gone for months or even years, and just spread awareness and spread awareness for domestic violence as well.
Chavez says she hopes women feel empowered to leave bad situations and toxic relationships.
The manhunt for Brian Laundrie picks up again this morning in Florida, and we are also hearing more from people in Jackson, Wyoming, who say they saw Laundrie and Gabby Petito at a restaurant.
Nina Angelo says the couple had an explosive argument at a restaurant in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. She describes Laundrie's body language as aggressive, arguing with Petito and restaurant staff.
She was standing on the sidewalk crying, and he walked back in and was like screaming at the hostess, and then walked back out, and then he walked back in like four more times to talk to the manager and to like tell the hostess off.
The restaurant confirming on Instagram that Petito and Laundrie were there.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The FDA is approving Pfizer booster shots for high-risk individuals, but who will that include?
The Food and Drug Administration approving Pfizer's booster shot for seniors and high-risk American adults. Though the CDC will likely come out with specific guidance this week, FDA Acting Commissioner Janet Woodcock giving an example of who the agency has in mind for the shot. When it comes to high risk, the list includes healthcare workers, teachers, child daycare staff, grocery workers, and people in homeless shelters, among others.
ABC's Ike Ajachi reporting.
Former President Trump says Senator Mike Lee should be ashamed of himself for voting to certify the 2020 election. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the latest. Heather?
Well, Tim, Mr. Trump is going after both Lee and Senator Lindsey Graham, two of his most staunch supporters. Trump says they did not put up enough of a fight for him to win the election. The former president's comments come after a new book called Peril was published outlining the transition between the Trump and Biden administrations. The book states Graham called Trump's arguments on the election suitable for third grade. Lee, however, is said to have personally investigated the claims made by Mr. Trump and ultimately voted for certification. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A Florida lawmaker has filed an abortion bill similar to the Texas law. But will that happen in Utah? KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports.
Utah lawmakers have not made it clear an abortion bill like the one in Texas is coming in the next legislative session. Representative Steve Christiansen, who's been active in Utah's abortion legislation, has said he'd be supportive of that type of bill in Utah, but has told KSL he is not running it. Utah has passed a trigger law on abortions, meaning if Roe v. Wade gets overturned, Utah will have an outright ban on all abortions take effect. In Florida, the new proposal calls for doctors to ban abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, making an exception if the pregnancy could be fatal for the woman. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.